first, Madam Clerk.
Item number 17, 2013 Adopted Budget Amendment 1B002 from the Medical Examiner, submitting the recommended five-year capital improvements program plan to the Capital Improvement Committee. This item is informational only and thus otherwise directed by the committee.
Very good. Welcome.
Good morning, sir. Mr. Chairman, members, I don't have a lot to say about the CT scanner, except that given the comments about our building lately, perhaps an all-weather version would be a good idea.
And the young lady next to you.
Sorry, Karen Domagalski, our operations manager.
And Karen, did you have anything that you'd like to add?
Not at this time, no.
Okay. The committee's pleasure on item number 17, which is getting to be kind of standard.
And Mr. Chairman, I would move referral to the CIC committee.
Thank you. Okay. All right. And so, Madam Clerk, the motion is for referral, and whenever you get a chance, you can call the roll.
Supervisors Johnson.
Aye.
Schmidt.
Aye.
Weishan.
Aye.
Broderick.
Aye.
Mr. Chair.
Aye.
5 ayes, 0 noes. The motion to refer to the Capital Improvement Committee is approved.
Very good. Let's go to item 12, please.
Item number 12, from the Medical Examiner and Corporation Counsel, submitting a follow-up report to adopted file number 12-860, providing recommendations on how suggested policy changes in the Medical Examiner's office could be codified into the Milwaukee County Code of General Ordinances. This item is informational only and thus otherwise directed by the committee.
Very good. Thank you. Dr. Peterson is joined by our Corporation Counsel, Kimberly Walker. Welcome.
Good morning.
And I also recognize our colleague, Supervisor Russell Sanford, Jr. So, please.
Mr. Chairman, members, you can read what I've got written here. This is a result of some extensive work back and forth between my office and Corp Counsel. I think what we've ended up with is workable. I would only mention the final paragraph there that refers to the Sikh Temple shooting. At this date, we have yet to receive reports from the FBI on that incident, which I think speaks to the thought that we really don't want to see anything about getting every possible report before we issue any kind of findings at all. We'll never be issuing findings. Beyond that, I think what's in items 1 through 4 there would be workable for our office.
Very good. Supervisor Stamper, and then I'll go to committee members. I know that Supervisor Stamper and Supervisor Bowen have been kind of the genesis, if you will, and want to compliment. I know that first-termers, first years. So, Supervisor Stamper, please.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. Appreciate the work between two offices. The work done was doable to me, was fine to me, and with the Sikh shooting last time was reasonable. So I don't know to what extent you can make a final decision on when you do have enough of the reports. So I want you to take that into consideration. Whatever you can see to the fullest extent, then you can make your final decision. But in policy, that's fine. Because I can understand, like, for example, you still need, whatever you wait, you still need to follow up and complete
you're satisfied?
Ones are in there, and the last one is understand.
You are satisfied?
Yes, yes, sir.
Okay. Comments at all, Dr. Peterson or Ms. Walker?
I have no comments at this time.
Well, I agree.
Well, I think you've come quite far in the sense that with all of the questions and commotion and that kind of stuff, for one of the sponsors to say that he is totally satisfied is a compliment to both of you.
Well, it means theirs. It's there. Okay. So, I don't know, so this information, does it start next month, or when does it start?
Supervisors, actually, these things, we started about a week after I changed the decision in the Williams case. Right. So our internal policy changed immediately. It's just a matter of however you'd like to codify it.
Okay. So, just walking out. Thank you.
Very good. Supervisor Broderick.
Thank you. Dr. Peterson, perhaps these comments were more appropriate under item number 17, but I'd like to make them nonetheless. I recognize in item 17 the restraint that you've exhibited in dealing with the capital needs that you truly have. There are those of us, I think, who have a vision long-term of the medical examiner's office being located, perhaps coupled with the state crime lab, in a co-shared facility on the county grounds near the major medical complex serving multi-jurisdictions. This could be a 5 or 7 county kind of service center that would increase efficiency considerably and speak to the notion that's so often afoot but seldom acted on regarding regional government and regional activities. I just want to acknowledge the constraints that I believe you operate under in the current facility, and the cry and emphasize the crying need we have for a new medical examiner's office. It's something I think we ought to be talking about in terms of the next budget, and we ought to be meeting with and collaborating with the state of Wisconsin on the idea of a shared facility with the state crime lab, also in terrible need of a new facility, on the county grounds, where I think it would be easier to recruit pathology majors or persuade them to become majors from the Medical College of Wisconsin and so on. I think there's good reason to pursue this, and I'd encourage my colleagues to think about that between now and budget time.
Very good.
Thank you.
And then Supervisor Johnson, please.
Mr. Chairman, I move to receive and place on file item 12.
Ms. Walker.
Mr. Chairman, I just wanted to make sure that I'm clear about I'm not certain if the body here heard what Supervisor Stamper asked when he said, is this ready to be adopted into law? I just want to make sure this body understands that in order for this to become the ordinance, the policy for this body, you have to adopt it. So there's nothing that at this point that Dr. Peterson should be doing pursuant to this body's direction unless you enact an ordinance.
Okay, so the recommendation then, and I guess not to put words in your mouth, Dr. Peterson, but you don't have a problem with us adopting this then?
Yes, sir.
Okay. So let me look to my colleagues.
I move to receive and place on file. We have no resolution before us. We have no ordinance change. We have nothing to act upon.
Okay. Corp Counsel?
If it's the will of the committee to adopt an ordinance, then perhaps the proper thing would be to lay this over for one cycle. We could prepare a resolution to adopt this into ordinance form. If that's not what you want to do, obviously, then that's a different story.
Mr. Chairman, I move to refer this item to Corp Counsel in the hopes that an ordinance change can be prepared and we can pick it up at the next cycle.
Okay. Comments, Ernie? Okay. Madam Clerk, you understood that?
Yes.
Very good. Okay, so the motion is referral to Corp Counsel. Seeing no other comments, please call the roll.
Supervisors Johnson?
Aye.
Schmidt?
Aye.
Weishan?
Aye.
Broderick?
Aye.
Mr. Chair?
Aye.
5 ayes, 0 noes. The motion to refer to Corporation Counsel is approved.
Thank you. Jennifer, are we able to go back to 8?
Yeah.
Okay, so.